You didn't get asked about it last night, but how about the reception you got during the player introductions and coaches' introductions last night? You had a bit of a smirk on your face there.
Well, no, because one of the guys in front of me turned around and gave me the look. So that was for him. I appreciated it. It was very, very nice.
When we talk about Nashville, maybe one of the biggest wins this club has ever had was Game 7 last year. What stands out for you from that memory of that night?
The first period, the style of play for us in the first period, the context of the game, we had lost Game 6, and that, you know, for a very young team, and you got to go on the road against the best team in the league. It's not so much about winning the game. In terms of the memory for me, it's how you played when you felt. I felt at that point that would have been the most pressure on our team in the year that we played our game. We played fast and confident and made plays, and would be probably the highlight of the year for me. I enjoyed how we played that first period.
Paul, the Rossovic line last night, not many minutes. Did you like the quality of minutes?
Yeah, I did. So sometimes it's not really about that line, right? You just play guys. It's how the other team's matching, how you feel. I liked what Lowry and Scheifele were doing in their role. So the minutes got shaved. Sometimes just timeout timing, power play, penalty kill, things of that nature. But their game, a real solid chance, a good slot shot, Roslovic down the pipe, some good strength on the walls. I thought they supported each other in tight areas, so I liked where they were.
What about Jack in the faceoff circle so far this year? Learning process, clearly?
Well, I mean, coming into last night, he fit right in. And we were better. So he's going to, he's going to be exposed to all different styles of centermen, size of centermen, strength, maturity, technique. And it is absolutely a learning process. Just the guys that... Eric Staal comes to mind because I had him very young, and he struggled in that. And when you now he's a mature pro with a lot of experience, he's outstanding.
Is there anyone better than Perreault to be with two young players like that on the bench?
Matty's that guy, right? Wherever you put him, he's going to bring so much energy, and he plays a version of that Winnipeg Jet game, and that he's on the puck and he creates loose pucks. So the guys that play with him usually get dragged into the fight.
You've talked in the past about the up-and-down lifestyle of a coach, when things are going good, when they're going bad. So I assume you take something like
last night. It's more up-and-down life, not lifestyle.
I assume you take something like the big cheers you got last night with a grain of salt, but does that get in the way of you appreciating and enjoying those moments?
Not anymore, right? So I would have said yes, even keel early on, because I did appreciate that very much.
Who was the player who gave you the look?
No, it was one of the trainers. The players were all in the circle, but one of the trainers enjoyed that a little bit, maybe surprised them a little bit, and he and I had a look to each other like, maybe you should hold your opinion, which he didn't.
So Brian brings up Game 7. You guys win that game, and you go on to represent the Central Division in the Western Conference Final. Last night, Nashville hung some banners up. One of them said... they're the Central Division champions. What do you think of that?
That's a heck of a banner. It's a hard earned. They earned it, and that made that series more significant to us. We beat the best team in the Central and the best team in the National Hockey League over 82. Those are well earned, and they should hang banners. That's something to be proud of.
Paul, just back to Matthew Perreault, the production points-wise have not been there for the last 20 or 30, going back to last season, but, he still becomes a valuable contributor for all the reasons you talked about. He's talking about a shift in the way that he views his role, and maybe that's life for Matthew Perreault going forward. How do you sort of see things for him right now?
I see him as a really, really important part of our team, and... he can score more points if I move him up and play him with different people. But the structure of our team, I think we're a better hockey team. And I go back to the start of last year when it was Hendricks, Armia, and Perreault. And that was a real adjustment for him. That's the first time he got out of the top three here. And they scored big goals for us, they especially early on, really timely, important goals. So I think what happened is when Matty did that, changed the view of, I'm hopeful it changed the view of the rest of the players in the room about how important that role is, that fourth line, how important those minutes are to your team's success. Sometimes I don't think the fourth line guys he's not a fourth line. Guys playing in the four hole are viewed by the rest of the players, but here they're really valued. You know, Matty Hendricks had an input in that last year, changed the way those guys are viewed. They need to go on the ice and feel, and I'm not putting them out there to hold water. We run a match at home, and if they're playing against the fourth line on the other team, they can be better, and they can be excited about that, and they can help us win games. So it's not like I'm not trying to hide that line, and we're not trying to look for a saw-off every time they go out. Hopefully nothing bad happens. The opposite is true. They get out there against their peers almost on the other team, we think we can do better.
But it's, and I appreciate that, it's not an easy transition for a guy mentally, I guess, who's always produced. But you've seen him, is he thriving in that role?
He gets power play time, he moves up and down and will over the course of the year. You know you're going to have injuries, and the hockey team over that stretch of time has played its best hockey in franchise history and won a lot of games. So that would be, the players will accept, and here they all have to accept slightly fewer minutes for the most part, because we have a little bit more depth. The thing that Matty's done really well is that he's not a young player anymore, and we are a very, very young team. So he sees younger players ahead of him getting the opportunity that he's not, and it's kind of a natural pecking order in all things. Usually the veteran guys get the nod and get that chance. We kind of made that decision 3 years ago that we had to play these young players to get more out of them. To get to develop them faster in a straight line, we thought, and so we had to have certain kind of veteran guys, but he's got the right character to do it. But when I'm saying all these things, I hope I'm leave you with the impression that we think he's a big part of a team, and not just, hey, he's a great guy. He's a real good player for us, and when we have two young players on that fourth line and you know there's going to be injuries, he's a really important player for us because he is going to go up and take more minutes, and he's got to be ready to do that.
Last one for me, just real quick on Ben Chiarot. You know, he played some big, tough minutes for you in the playoffs last year. Do you think that he took a real step last year and he's sort of continuing it through three games?
Right. I would say yes. What we think with Ben is that he's been able to, over the last year, define his game. And that's something that we talk about, you know, with every player. What are you really good at? And he became that physical guy, and he can move the puck. But a real hard man to play against, and when he was playing with Dustin at times, read off Dustin being in the offensive zone and picked up those reads. So that's the message to Ben coming back. You know, before you think about taking the next step and starting to generate offense, make sure we understand how valuable what you're good at is, and I think he's protected that in the first three.
You've won two or three, but I know coaches are always looking at problem areas or areas you want to improve. Where in your priority list is getting that second line going?
I think Lowry's line's been great.
Okay. The little line.
Very, very high. We have a tremendous advantage in our group when that line plays the way it's capable of playing, because you're going to have to make a decision that's, without getting into too many details, if you're coaching the other team, you're pretty sure you're going to have your best pair out against Mark Scheifele on a regular basis. And when we get those guys firing, your next set is going to have to be right there. And if we run a match at home, that means that they'll have their best behind with their 5-6 driving in behind them against the Adam Lowry line. That should be a good balance of power for us at home. So high priority.
And Nick Ehlers, with all that skill, since last March, he has 4 goals. You called him, I think you referred to him as a bit of a project yesterday. What did you mean by that? And what's the plan going
well,
forward?
Well, it's the Ben Chiarot concept. You know, take what you are really, really good at and protect that and do that on a nightly basis. All the things that we think we need to clean up and help, we can get better with that over time as long as what you're really good at is of value to us. And with Nicky, he is a dynamic player. He's a dynamic shooter, and we want him to be that threat all the time on the ice. The defensive parts of it, sometimes we give a little bit up there, but playing them in the hole that they're in, they should be a really big advantage for our team. So we've seen Nick be that dynamic player. There are times you can go a stretch of games without scoring and still be that player, the other players around you. But I think as a group, they haven't, and it's not, for me, it's not a chemistry. We haven't been at the point where we can judge their chemistry yet in terms of their style of play, and there's some simplicity that has to come into their game. And when that happens, then we'll decide whether they're a real good line together.
much time you give it?
4 or 5 years. Good players. I'm not going to tear that one up too early.